If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And this time around, we're taking a look at economic data. This time, the seasonally adjusted APSA Purchasing Managers Index. This gives us a lot more clarity about what we are seeing when it comes to the manufacturing environment and, of course, confidence that comes through from there. Andy Swa Nontutule joins us as economist at APSA to take a look at the latest figures, which show a slight contraction in the month of June. Andy Swa, such a pleasure to have you with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Google.
Lots of economic data to explore, and I might pick your brain on a few of the other economic themes we see in South Africa, but nothing beyond your avenue of expertise. But let's start with the APSA PMI, right? From what I see, increased by 1.9% in the month of June, compared with a much lower point that we saw in May, 43.8, now it's sitting at 45.7. Surely, this looks like good news.
Yes, well, the improvement is welcome, but if you look at the data, it's actually still below the 50 neutral level. So it's been below that level now for the second consecutive month, which suggests to us that conditions within the manufacturing sector remain challenging.
And maybe let's contextualize this, because as we know, the Purchasing Managers Index represents growth in the manufacturing space. So this tells us something. It's been waning. There's a lack of confidence. What's driving and underscoring this data?
So if you look at the data that makes up the PMI, you will notice that the Business Activity Index, which measures output within the sector, that was down to levels last seen during the July 2021 unrest. Ooh. So it was at 36.3 in June. So that is quite a very depressed levels. So this is despite despite the improved electricity supply conditions that we saw in Q2. So which tells us that electricity alone is not enough to bring about economic activity. We actually need demand as well.
And let's talk about that demand. I'm assuming it's slowing down because of the weaker economic fundamentals impacting consumers and the business environment so far, especially higher inflation.
That's true. So the weak macro backdrop that South Africa faces definitely is weighing on demand. If you look at the new sales orders within the PMI, that's at very depressed levels at about 37.9 in June, so which is way below the 50 neutral mark. So there's really no demand within the economy.
Some might say that, hold on, we've actually seen an easing in load shedding. Has this not played an influence at all?
I'm sure it has to some degree, but then what the PMI numbers are telling us is that alone is not enough. We actually need other factors within the economy to work properly for us to see sustained improvement in economic activity.
Definitely.
And as we know, we have infrastructure challenges in South Africa.
And that's also been a challenge, right? Because these particular backlogs will take a while to actually navigate around, whether it's the ports, the freight rail environment, and many other influencing aspects around that too.
Yes. And to that point, if you look at the supplier performances, which measures basically supplier delivery times, that also did increase in the month of June, which tells us that there's still some sort of hindrances to supplier delivery times. And the issue that manufacturers did mention was that the port issues are still a concern.
Yeah, major concern. Funny, we had a conversation with a guest last week who was saying a lot of retailers and procurement partners need to plan at least 10 to 15 weeks in advance just to mitigate some of these delays and these dynamics. And maybe let's talk about that, right? Because this fundamentally, looking at your release, plays an influence on not only business activity that we've witnessed, new sales orders, but also employment. Oh. And I think these are all key aspects to touch on, given the influence they have on the PMI. What are we seeing and what is the trend showing us overall?
Yeah, I think overall, in terms of employment, so that index has been tracking below 50 for quite some time. So now for three consecutive months, it has been tracking. It's above 50 briefly in March, but then before that and beyond that, it's been roughly tracking below the 50 neutral mark, which tells us that employment conditions within the sector are really subdued. And if you also look at the employment data that Stats SA publishes, we have been seeing that there have been employment cuts within the manufacturing sector. So that tells us that, conditions within that sector, especially within employment, have been very much subdued.
It's a concern all around, Andy. So I typically have a joke that I share with my colleagues and friends who happen to be economists, and I often ask, have you been sleeping well lately? And the truth is, I guess it depends when you ask, what the challenges are in the economy, but it has been a very difficult time to find some level of optimism in South Africa's economy. Given where we are, slap bang in the middle of the year, there's a number of factors that we need to contend with from a fiscal point of view regarding the sustainability and certainty following the leadership appointments that have been made, but also from a monetary policy point of view and how all of these interlink to influence the data that you've just shared with us in the form of the PMI. This is a roundabout way, Andiswa, of actually asking, what are your thoughts on not only the performance of South Africa's economy, but the outlook that we have for the remainder of 2024?
Listen, the outlook for South Africa is very much uncertain. I mean, if you look at the fiscal side of things, government, I know, is prioritizing cutting on spending and increasing revenue. So it'll be interesting to see how they actually do that and to what extent they're able to deliver those expenditure cuts and increase spending. Increased revenue. And in terms of monetary policy, I think for that it will be worth looking at the inflation data to see what are the cues, because I know the Reserve Bank is very much looking at inflation trends to see if can they cut, when will they cut. And at the moment, I think they haven't seen a sustained deterioration in CPI prices. So I think in terms of those, we will need to see sustained improvement in CPI. And then in terms of fiscal policy, how is the government going to cut on expenditure, and how are they intending to increase revenue?
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you today, Andy. So I really appreciate the feedback you've shared with us and a lot more clarity on understanding South Africa's economic environment from the PMI to the influence of elections, hopefully providing a lot more certainty now. And of course, the fiscal and monetary policy themes we need to contend with. I certainly hope that means we'll have better sleep the next 6 months, right?
I have a newborn, so not really, but no sleep for me.
No sleep for you. On that note, congratulations to you, though. I hope we have a little economist on our hands that we can groom to follow through on your legacy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andiswa. Such a pleasure speaking to you. That's Andiswa Nontutule, who's economist at APSA, giving us some insight into the latest PMI data.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.